Could video games help fight depression? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jorge Pena, associate professor in the Department of Communication at the University of California, Davis, explores this question among college students.
The American College Health Association estimates that almost a third of college students report feeling depressed across the United States, but only 14% of them seek medical help. Current research shows that playing certain types of video games can be an effective way of handling depression symptoms. Working with 160 students with mild depression, we showed message prompts that depicted depression as either an externally or internally caused condition that can be treated using cognitive tasks presented as video games. Participants played 6 games in a self-help app after reading specially designed persuasive messages. The games in the app were adapted from neurophysiological tasks shown to stimulate cognitive control. Participants spent more time playing the games and actually performed better after reading a message that depicted depression as a condition triggered by everyday stressful situations. This increasing interest in the games was likely a knee-jerk reaction to reduce helplessness from the threat of environmentally induced depression as presented in the persuasive message. Based on self-reports, participants reported more willingness to use the app when they read a message prompt that conveyed depression to be a condition related to chemical imbalances instead of an environmentally induced state. Overall, we're very excited about this research, as we show that people can be subtly nudged to engage with self-help games when they believe depression to be triggered by everyday life stress, when it gives them a preemptive method to protect themselves from depression.
That was Jorge Pena of the University of California, Davis. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.